makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pamumuhunan sa isang ari-arian o property sa ibang bansa ay maaaring maglagay ng isang malaking patlang sa iyong account sa bangko kung hindi mapapansin ang mga panganib. Ngunit kung tama ang paggawa nito, maaari kang magkaroon ng isang komportableng tahanan na malayo sa isa pang tahanan o isang panalong pamumuhunan sa ari-arian sa iyong paboritong bakasyonan. Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Bilang pinuno ng Property Investment Professionals ng Australia, madalas na tanungin si Ben Kingsley tungkol sa pamumuhunan sa ibang bansa. Ito ay isang bagay na maingat siyang pag-usapan dahil sa mahabang listahan ng mga bagay na maaaring magkamali para sa mga mamimili na namamahala sa isang hindi pamilyar na teritoryo.
The main challenges we see are usually around the way in which properties are managed in different countries in terms of property management and professional property management. So I use America as a perfect example where there's no formal regulation around property management. And so in terms of tenancy, possession, moving on, unyielding tenants, those types of things are really, really challenging. And here you are based in Australia and you've got to try and handle all of these events. So it could result in an expensive air ticket to go and sort out the mess.
At ang mga nakakaakit na mga presyo ay maaaring madalas na may nakakagulat na mga nakatagong gastos.
There are some risks around currency risk. So, you know, a lot of people are attracted when our dollar is really high, that our dollar goes a long way in terms of being able to buy that. But it can also affect you the other way around. So if the dollar was low and you're trying to buy offshore, it's going to cost you more, not only to hold that. It's great to get the foreign income coming in, but then the maintenance, the upkeep of the property and all of that is potentially being paid with the Australian dollar and it could be a little bit lower.
Ang paghahanap ng tamang tao upang tumingin sa property ay isang pangunahing sagabal na kailangang mapagtagumpayan.
It's okay if you're from a country where that's your original origins and you've got maybe friends and family and professional networks that can help you. But if you don't have those types of things, then ultimately, you're at risk of, you know, what happens if something goes wrong? What are your contingencies to basically look after the property in that respect?
Si John Tripidakis ay isang abogado na nakabase sa parehong Australia at Gresya. Ang kanyang mga kliyente ay karaniwang bumibili sa Gresya para sa kadahilan ng sentimental, paglilibang o mga pamumuhunan. Ipinapayo niya ang pagbibigay pansin sa iba't ibang paraan ng pagpapatakbo ng mga bagay sa labas ng bansa.
But I would like people to be very cautious and keep in mind, Greece and Australia are different territories, different laws, different legal and tax system. So do not think according to the way that we do things in Australia. It's very, very different in Greece.
Inirerekomenda niya ang paghahanap ng mga kwalipikadong profesional na magbabalangkas ng mga agaran at taunang gastos, mga paraan at dalas ng komunikasyon mula pa sa simula.
It could be different from country to country, but in Greece, my main suggestion would be address to professionals. A qualified lawyer, a qualified tax accountant, a reliable and trustworthy real estate agent with whom you have very, very good recommendations. And preferably be professionally insured. Ask him for his professional insurance coverage. No insurance? Well, you should be very cautious with that.
Iminumungkahi ni Tripidakis ang pagkuha ng abogado upang tumulong sa iyo na alamin at tugunan ang mga komplikadong proseso ng pagbili ng isang ari-arian o property sa ibang bansa.
Many, many considerations here that need to be closely taken care of, starting from the remittance of the money, the opening of the bank account, the taxation issues, the legal issues, the actual issues, even the investigation whether the price is a fair and correct price.
Ang lahat ng bagay ay dapat na maayos na dokumentado upang maiwasan ang miscommunication at upang matiyak na ang ahente ay malinaw sa kanyang mga obligasyon.
And if these obligations are not upheld and maintained, you should terminate your relationship as soon as possible and cut the losses.
Sa kabilang banda, si Ben Kingsley ay mas gusto na makitungo sa mga ari-arian o property sa kanyang pinakapamilyar na teritoryo. Sinabi niya na ang mga mamimili sa ibang bansa ay madalas na pinipili na mamuhunan sa Australia dahil sa mahusay na regulated market sa kabila ng mga bagong buwis tulad ng sa pamahalaan ng New South Wales na pagdodoble ng stamp duty para sa mga mamumuhunan na mga overseas investors mula 4 ay ginawang 8%. Ang ghost tax para sa mga bakanteng property at ang pag-alis ng exemption sa capital gains tax para sa mga dayuhang mamimili. Ayon sa Credit Suisse, ang mga mamimiling Chino ay naitala para sa isang kahanga-hangang 87% ng banyagang pamumuhunan ng mga ari-arian sa New South Wales sa unang kalahati ng taong 2017.
We have licensed estate agents who need to manage the properties. We have a Tenancy and Landlord Act in every state. So there's set rules and guidelines in terms of coming into this market. And I think a lot of people also like the fact that we have, you know, very stable governance and a stable system with low corruption.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.